Well, good morning, church. I seem to have lost my clicker somewhere. I think it fell, but y'all are good with that. I mean, you're so flexible on this Christmas morning. Did y'all see it anywhere? Oh, man. Thank you, kind sir. Leave it to a visitor. You guys just sit there the whole time. Oh, no. Trying to juggle too many things this morning. Merry Christmas, church. I hope that you are having a good Christmas day, that you are warm and dry and safe in your home, and we are thankful for that, thankful for our opportunity to be together this morning. As always, it's just a great day when you get to do it on a special occasion like this. Did Santa come visit anybody's houses last night? Raise your hand if Santa came to your house last night. Oh, some of y'all. Steve, I don't believe it. Let's do something a little bit different here. Can we have the kids, those who are comfortable, just come on down here. We want to do something real quick. If you're a kid and you want to come sit up here for just a minute, that'd be great. Yeah, sure, all the way up here. That's great. Yeah, sure. Yeah. You don't have to. You don't have to, but you can. Yeah, come on up here. You can sit. Just sit on a step there. That'd be good. Great. Great. Oh, man. Look, this is awesome. Now, what do you guys want to preach about today? Nothing? Okay. I want to ask you a question and just think about it. What is one of your favorite presents that you got this year? What is one of your favorite presents? You got one? You got one? Which one of your favorite presents? Megalodon RC car. Did anybody else get a Megalodon RC car? Just you. That's pretty awesome. What was one of your favorite presents? Lego. What kind of Legos? Iron Man Legos. Those are pretty awesome. What about you, sir? What was one of your favorites? Was it Megalodon? Okay. A remote control monster truck. And what about you? What was one of your favorites? Was it veggie straws? Oh, okay. That's awesome. Well, you keep thinking on that. When anybody else have a favorite present you got this year? What about you, Miss Faith? Was it swimming lessons? No. Oh, okay. What was one of your favorite presents? A what? That's awesome. Great. A kimono, something, what, camera, oh, sorry, your preacher's, this does not, like, help me hear any better, it just helps me talk better. Anybody else have a favorite? You do? What's one of your favorites? A unicorn? A real unicorn? What do you even feed a real unicorn? That is pretty cool, though. I had a button. A button on it and babies on it and a basket in its mouth. Is that right? I don't know where you shop for these things. Pieces of candy? Oh, that's awesome. I remember some of my favorite presents that I got. Oh, you got one, Miss Ciora? What'd you get? Unicorn chopsticks. I did not even know you could eat a unicorn with chopsticks. I thought you'd have to have a fork and a knife. Oh. Chopsticks made out of unicorn horns. Oh, no. Chopsticks with unicorns on them. A big unicorn head on your chopsticks. And what about you? I didn't think so. You probably got like so many, you didn't even know what to do with them all, right? We all, sometimes in our lives, we get favorite presents. And it may be this year. Maybe you're thinking back like one you got last year or a couple of years ago. I remember presents that I got when I was a kid that were some of my favorite. I remember getting a bicycle. I remember getting an Atari 2600, which was awesome at the time. We played Pac-Man till late at night. I remember these favorite gifts. You guys, you can go on back to your seats. Thank you for coming up here and sharing. Parents, y'all give them a hand. Woo-hoo! You may be not be a kid anymore, but maybe you remember some of your favorite presents that you have received in your life. And gift giving has become a big part of Christmas season, hasn't it? I would say gift giving is a big part of the Christmas season. Now, that can be bad, that can be good, because we have a lot of Christmas traditions, and some of those traditions have just really little to do with the story of Jesus. You know, Rudolph doesn't have a lot to do with the story of Jesus. It's a great kid's song, and it's fun, and all that, but it doesn't have a lot to do with the story of Jesus. And there are some other traditions that we have that, you know, Frosty the Snowman probably doesn't have a lot to do with Jesus, but there are some other traditions that I think really still are related to the story of Jesus. And I think gift giving is one of those traditions that I'm really proud to think that is a part of the story of Jesus. Because God has always been a really good gift giver. Now maybe your tree and your house looks all perfect and neat like this. Ours did before with the presents, right? It looked all perfect and neat like this. But the gifts that God gives are not always nice and neat with a little bow on top. They're not always shiny and sparkly. Sometimes they're really hard to see and understand. But God has always been a really good gift giver. If you think back to the story of creation, boys and girls, you know the story of creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he made the skies, and he made the waters, and he made the mountains and the valleys, and he made the grass and the trees, and he made the sun, moon, and stars, and he made the fish and the birds and the animals, and he filled up the earth with all these amazing things. And at the end of every day, when God had finished making something, what did God say? Do you know? What did God say at the end of every day? It's good. God has given us those good gifts. And when God was saving his people who were in Egyptian captivity, and he brought them out of the land of Egypt where their life was cruel and it was hard and they were being mistreated, and he brought them out and he brought them into a desert, into the middle of nowhere, and he got them out there, and there's not near enough food and there's not enough water, and they were like, God, are you just bringing us out here to die? And then God started providing for their every need. He gave them a plenty of water and plenty of food, and he made sure their clothes didn't wear out and they had shelter and that they were safe from attacking enemies around them. And God provided for them all day, every day. And not only that, God made his presence known. He had the pillar of fire at night and the pillar of cloud by day to lead them. And then God gave even more of himself. God said, I'm going to give you the law so that you can know what my nature is, right? And then God says that even that's not enough. I'm going to give you more of myself, and I'm going to bring my presence into the tabernacle, and you can have someone come meet with me, and I'm going to live right there in the middle of you. God gives and gives and gives. And then we get to the New Testament, and Jesus tells stories about what a great gift giver God is. He tells stories like the parable of the talents, we call it, but it's about a good lord or a good master who gives large monies. He entrusts a lot of money or talents to his servants, and he gives and he gives. And we get the parable of the prodigal son, where even though the son does exactly what he should not do, his father throws a huge welcome home party and welcomes him back as a full son, because that's the kind of giver God is. God is a good gift giver. But of course, no story is better known of God's gift giving than the story of sending his son Jesus, right? And a baby is always a great gift. Always a great gift. And thousands of babies are born every day, and every one of those babies is super special and very important to God, and that's great. But God did not want us to miss this baby, so he sent a chorus of angels, of messengers, to announce his arrival. And God sent a message that was written into the very creation. It was written into the stars for those wise enough to see it, to announce his coming, because God is an amazing gift giver, and he didn't want us to miss this gift. And Jesus, as he grows up, I mean, not only is he a great gift as a baby, right? That's a great gift. But his whole life becomes a gift. And Jesus, he gives and he gives and he gives. And he does not just give to the people that we like. Jesus gives and he loves and touches and reaches out to people who are really sick and even contagious. And he reaches out and he helps people who are really poor and outcasts and the people who don't fit in. Jesus reaches out and he gives and he loves and he touches even the people that not everybody likes to live and give to, love and give to. Because that's the kind of giver God is. God is a good gift giver. And the, we're familiar, in fact, we read this verse last week, but maybe if you know it, you can say it along with us this morning from John 3:16. Do you know that one? John 3:16? If you know John 3:16, that's great, and you can recite it. Try to keep it out of the King James because that's the way I know it, and you'll mess me up. But if not, we're going to read it here together. This is John 3:16. Ready? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God so loved that he gave. God so loved that he gave. I want you to think, kids, about some of your favorite presents that you've received. And who gave those to you? We find that the people who give us the best gifts are the people who love us a great deal. Isn't that true? Now imagine taking what is so very important to you, like your favorite thing that you've got. Maybe it's a remote control megalodon, or maybe it's a unicorn that you can eat with chopsticks, or maybe it is, you know, one of those amazing gifts that you guys have gotten, and you think, oh, this is my favorite thing that I've gotten. Imagine taking this favorite thing and giving it to someone else. That'd be really hard to do, wouldn't it? To take your favorite thing, whether it's a puppy or a bicycle or a video game or whatever it is you love, and taking your favorite thing and giving it to someone else would be really hard. But you know how I think we might could do it? Is if we really loved this other person and we knew that it would really help them. If we really loved the other person and we really knew it would help them, maybe we could even give our favorite thing. And that's the secret to God's gift giving. Is God gave us the very most important and precious thing. God sent himself, and he did not give himself, you know, wrapped in a suit of armor or secluded away from the rest of the world. He came in the form of a vulnerable baby, like a weak and helpless baby. And he did not separate him away from everybody so we couldn't hurt him. God wanted to be right here in the middle of all the people. And so God comes in the form of a vulnerable baby. And he lives surrounded by normal, broken people like you and me because God is a good gift giver. And the thing is, Jesus grows up to give not only in his birth, not only his life, but Jesus died for us, didn't he? And when Jesus died for us, it was to bring this whole thing to a close. It was to bring together this broken family of me and you and God and how we were separated. And God's like, no, I don't want that anymore. I want you to be in my family. So Jesus dies so that we could become a part of God's family, brought into God's family. And then even though that I'm messed up, I can be God's son. And even though you're messed up, you can be God's daughter. And even though we're messed up together, we can be God's brothers and, I mean, Jesus's brothers and sisters and the sons and daughters of God. All that was made possible because Jesus gave his very life. And now, because you know the secret that we're in God's family, now you know how you can be a good gift giver too. Because we're not like everybody else. We're a part of God's family. We're a part of a family of great gift givers. We're sons and daughters of God who gave in creation and then takes care of us and gave his very son. We're brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ who gave in his birth, who gave in his life, who gave in his death. You are now in a family of great gift givers. And so we can give. We can give to people we love, like our parents and our brothers and sisters, and to our friends and our neighbors. And we can give to people who maybe really need help, people who don't have enough food, or people who don't have enough clothes, or people who don't have a place to stay, or people who are living in dangerous parts of the world. We can give to them. And we can give to people that we meet here in Manchester or in Coffee County. And we can give to people who maybe live far away, like maybe in Asia or in Africa or in South America. And we can give all these ways, not because we're so good, but because we're in a great family and God has made us great givers. This morning, not only are you a great gift getter because it's Christmas, but you're a part of God's family, so you're a great gift giver as well. This morning, if you want us to pray for you or you just want to take this blessing, our prayer for you is that you may go out into the world this week and continue to be great gift givers, whether it's the week of Christmas or the week of New Year's or some random Thursday in April. We just want you to be good gift givers all year long. May God bless you and your family in that endeavor. Tommy?